Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in the book of Acts, the last part of chapter 2, Psalm 140, and Esther 6, verse 14, through chapter 7 and verse 10. Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 22. Now this is in Peter's speech to the people. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you fill me with the joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God had raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to the heavens, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourself from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Okay, let's turn over to the Psalms now. Today we are reading Psalm 140. And as I read, you'll notice that I'll say the word Selah at different points in the psalm. We think this was a musical annotation, perhaps meaning to rest and to meditate. Psalm 140, for the director of music, a psalm of David. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Protect me from men of violence, who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as the serpents. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hand of the wicked. Protect me from men of violence, who plan to trip my feet. Proud men have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. Selah. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle, do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Selah. Let the heads of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have caused. Let burning coals fall upon them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. Let slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down men of violence. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live before you. Now let's move over to the book of Esther. Today we're reading the last verse of chapter 6 and then the entire chapter 7 of Esther. And things get kind of interesting today. Chapter 6, verse 14. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried Haman away to the banquet Esther had prepared. So the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther. And as they were drinking wine on that second day, the king asked again, Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given to you. What is your request? Even up to half my kingdom, it will be granted. Then Queen Esther answered, if I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant me my life. This is my petition, and spare my people. This is my request. For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king. King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, who is he? Who is the man who has dared to do such a thing? Esther said, the adversary and enemy is the vile Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king got up in a rage, left his wine, and went out to the palace garden. But Haman, realizing that the king had already decided his fate, stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. Just as the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. The king exclaimed, will he even molest the queen while she is with me in the house? As soon as the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said,
A gallows, 75 feet high, stands by Haman's house. He had it made for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king. The king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided.
Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in Psalm 40, I was struck by all of the ways that the psalmist David talks with the Lord. He says, "Rescue me." He says, "Keep me, Lord." He says, "Hear me, O Lord, for my cry for mercy." And so as we pray today, I just want to use some of this verbiage that is in Psalm 140 as we cry out to the Lord to be the one who guides us, who helps us, and who works through the situations that seem impossible. Would you pray with me? Rescue us, O Lord. Keep us, O Lord. Hear our prayer for mercy. Protect us, Lord. Shield us and help us to be covered. Thank you, Father, for your promises from Scripture. Thank you for the reminders in your word that you are all-knowing, you are all-powerful, and you are always there. Be with those on our prayer list who are sick and hurting. Lord, would you do miracles in them? Lord, be with those on our prayer list who have been forsaken. We pray, Lord, that you would be their rock and their refuge. Be with our church, Lord. Give us unity and clarity on what it means to be your church, a people who are contending together for the sake of the gospel. And bless each person, Lord, that hears my words, and may my words just fall away, and may your words stand tall in our lives today. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.